value.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So we'll try and keep this one short, obviously. So let's get started, mate.
Let's get into it.
So, yeah, like you said, we're going from basically from lowest odds to highest odds in order of premiership favouritism. So first up, the favourite team, the Knights. Where do you see them, mate?
So I had a good look at this Knights
151 to 1,
okay,
by
I'm
the way.
Going to make a point, and we're going to give out some betting 101. People who are watching this, some of you are going to be really sharp bettors that bet a lot of money and know how to win money. Others are going to be very uninitiated. I will say this, the way that you make money betting the NRL in Australia is going against public perception, and you've got to be prepared to take the ugly duckling. It's a little bit
absolutely.
Like when you're at the nightclub at 3 a.m. Sometimes you have to hold your nose
sometimes
and take
you have no
the
other
one
option
that nobody else wants, okay? And that's what's going to get you the win. And usually a team like the Knights is the kind of team you want to bet on. It sounds counterintuitive, but you get more value there. And we'll talk a bit more about that in round one against the Warriors.
Definitely.
But look, I will say this as well. I looked at that roster and, oh my God, you've got to have a strong stomach to look at that roster. It's just so talent deficient. I do think they're going to win the Wooden Spoon.
Yeah, they're certainly Wooden Spoon favourites, and that's decidedly so because they're 151-1. But look, this Knights team, I think, you know, you're not going to bet on them to make the eight, to make the top four, anything like that. But what you are going to do with them as a bettor is pick your spots throughout the season because they are going to be pretty much undervalued throughout the whole season. And that's where you get additional value. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about that next week. But, I mean, against the Warriors, you know, 14.5, 16.5 points is the handicap that you get. And you hardly ever see that in the NRL, which is the closest competition pretty much in the world. So we'll definitely be betting on the Knights a lot this year. We were last year as well. And even though they were so shit, because the point spreads were so high, we did win a fair bit of money on them. Next up, the Dragons, 101-1.
100-1, I mean, are the Dragons going to win the comp? Honestly, for me, I've actually broken it down to six teams, and I'm going to give you six teams that I think can win the comp, and I'll let you know as we go team by team. And then the next nine, teams 7 through 15, I can make a case for every single one of them making the eight.
Yep.
And I actually think the Dragons can make the eight. I actually don't mind that forward pack. I think Frizzell's a monster. I think adding guys like Russell Packer really kind of adds a bit of mungo into that pack.
Yep.
Dugan, everyone's forgetting how much of a beast Dugan is. I mean, Widdup is a quality player, doesn't miss goals. That team can defend. They need to liven up their attack a little bit more. But that team isn't too bad. I think there's going to be a lot of value betting on the Dragons. I'm buying Dragon stock. Ultimately, I think they're just going to be shy. I don't have them as top eight, but they're probably better than people think.
Yeah, they might be slightly better than people think. And I guess, you know, 101-1, we're not betting on them to win the premiership. But like the Knights, we will be picking our spots. I think Nene McDonald is a good pickup for them.
Is.
He is lightning. Obviously, losing Benji, do I really care about that much?
That's
I don't. That does not
it's
move the needle for me at all.
Yeah.
Like you said, Dugan, I still think he's a top 10 player in the league, but he just needs a bit more help there. Like, they're one or two players away from being a top eight side, but at this point, they're not. But in saying that, Dragons are another team that I'm going to be looking to bet on in
value,
certain games.
Value,
so, yeah, we're all about value. Manly, 29-1.
So straight away, everyone else is under 30-1. You know what?
Yep.
I don't mind Manly this year either. I think the Trbojevic brothers are going to take over the league, especially Turbo at fullback there. I think he's really going to carve up and really be a chance to get an Origin jersey this year. I think moving Dylan Walker into the centres is smarter. You know who the highest paid player in the whole NRL is?
No.
It's Cherry. Cherry Evans makes $1.3 million a year. He has to earn that money. They've got options in the halves with him. They can have Blake Green. They've brought Cullen down from the Titans. That could be an underrated halves. And you know what? The forward pack's pretty solid. As I said, you've got Jake Trbojevic there. You've got Marty Tapau.
Yeah,
you've got some beasts. Even Nate Miles may have a little bit more in the tank. It's not a bad side. Ultimately, I just can't quite squeeze him in the eight. I think losing Simmons and losing Jamie Bura, as well as, you know, they've lost a bunch of guys like Lyon and Stewart.
Yeah.
Just a bit of continuity
Starling.
There. So it's kind of a new...
They've lost a shitload
of
players
in
the
off-season. Yeah, it's kind of a new spine as well. So I have Manly as an underrated side as well. I'm looking to bet on them more than against, but just not quite enough to make the eight.
Yeah, just the halves combo there, it just worries me. I know, obviously, Cherry, he was really good, but last year he was just fucking disappointing as all hell, and I don't see him getting that much better, to be perfectly honest. And I mean, when he was with Foran, you know, they were carving it up, but I think a big reason because of that was that Foran is an absolute beast, and he, in my eyes, him at his peak was way better than Cherry at his peak. And now you slot in Blake Green, and I mean, the guy's solid, but, you know, Cherry doesn't have too much imagination in offense, and neither does Blake Green. They're both sort of solid. And if you look at last year, you know, the winning teams, they've got some creativity in the halves. You know, they've got lightning players, but I just think Manly's halves are just going to let them down. Plus a bit of an aging forward pack as well. So I honestly see them bottom four. Next up, we've got the Tigers, 29-1 as well.
Man, and again, I cannot squeeze the Tigers into the eight. And I was all about the Tigers last year, and we made a lot of money betting on the Tigers last year. In fact, I mean, Mitchell Moses really stepped it up last year. Brooks is a solid player. Tedesco was the form player in the comp last year before he broke his jaw. He was the most dangerous player in the comp. I mean, in this, you know, era, your fullback is your most, you know, important attacking weapon. And, and there's none better than Teddy. And if he's healthy again, then this team can score points. I hate the fact that they lost Tim Simona because I thought he was a really underrated quicksilver outside back. And they lost Adokar as well. So that's, you know, a couple of speed demons they've lost. The forward pack isn't bad. Guys like Woodsy, I love Suasa Su, John Aloyi, if I said that right. But it's a little light on. And ultimately, yeah, I just think not enough depth there for me. I can't squeeze them into my eight either, but I do like them. Fun side that can put on points.
Yeah, they are a really fun side. And I've actually got them just squeaking into the eight. I see them right on the cusp there and possibly even squeaking into the eight. We've been saying this for fucking years, that the Tigers have a really good young roster. This is their year. And we've been saying it for 3-4 years now. But their halves are solid. Moses is good. Brooks is good. They add Jamal Idris, who, Idris, you remember, he was an absolute monster at the Panthers. And, you know, I know he's had a year off. If he lays off the Pies. But, you know what? He's looking pretty fucking fit. And if he's fit, he is an absolute machine. So I've actually got the Tigers making the eight. They're a fun young team, but they're not that young anymore. You know, they've grown as a side. And I think that, well, as I've said for the last fucking 3 years, this could be their year, make the eight this year.
On their day, they can match it with anyone, I think. Consistency will be interesting.
Yeah. Bulldogs, 23-1.
And this is a team that I have liked for the last 2 years. And I thought they were woeful last year, but I mean, in saying that, they still did finish sixth or seventh.
Yeah, they finished, yeah.
And you know what? I've got them making the eight as well. I've got them either in seventh or eighth position. I mean, it could be, Des Hasler could be on the hot seat. It's going to be really interesting to see how they open the year. But ultimately, I think Hopper Whitey's a gun player. I think the Morris brothers have a little bit left in the tank. I do rate a guy like Josh Reynolds. I think he's been made captain. Mbai is possibly injured for round one, but Mbai was really disappointing last year. I want to see him show me a bit more. Michael Leacher, for me, may be the worst starting hooker in the comp, so that's a problem. But the forward pack, you know, Graham, again, disappointing last year. I even thought Clemmer was disappointing last year, but all these guys, I think, can improve, and they did come seventh last year. There's experience there. I'm sneaking Doggies into the eight, and I think the Doggies are a team most punters hate, so again, I think there's value with the Dogs.
Yeah. Look, I have to disagree with you. I see the game moving away from that ruck it up, one off the ruck. A very unimaginative footy. And I know they have a big forward pack, but you see the teams that did well last year. You know, teams like the Sharkies, teams like the Raiders. They play with flair in offense. They've got speedsters. And this Bulldog side just has zero halves. They are fucking terrible. I think Reynolds is shit. Mbai had a terrible year as well last year. And just, it must be the coaching. Because dead set, they go there and they just play the same brand of footy. It's one off the ruck. They have no kicking game whatsoever. They're, you know, passing one off the ruck on fifth tackles, which, you know, we fucking hated when we were betting on them. But this is, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say Bulldogs are going to be either wooden spoon or second off.
And this is the thing, you and I, we obviously put our heads together when we come up with the best bet. So there's two different people. We've got our own kind of ways of handicapping. And I look a lot more at personnel. Alex looks more at spots. He's a professional or a former professional tennis player in economics background. I've got the kind of analytical academic background.
Yeah.
Both background in sports. And we haven't discussed this. We disagree on that one. And it looks like most of the comments are with you. Most people hate the Doggies. So we'll see how it plays out. I just have a funny feeling that when you give up on the Dogs is when they come back and bite you.
Next up, we have the Titans, 17-1.
And I heard, you know, a good friend of the pod, I'll give a shout out to Dwayne, and he's a, you know, a Sharkies And he came up to me
did the shoey after the win.
He did a shoey you might have seen in the group. Came up to me and said the Titans have to be a lock for the top four, you know. Jeez, they were a fun side last year, so well coached. They just put in like crazy. A couple of things about the Titans last year, though. They snuck up on teams. Like, nobody gave them credit because, like, on paper, that was probably the weakest roster in the comp last year. But so many blokes stepped up. But the issue I've got this year, you know, bloke, obviously they've got Jared Hayne. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Ryan James has been, you know, playing the house down. He will play Origin this year, mark my words.
Agreed.
They lost Greg Bird.
Yep.
They're actually, and I actually hate the outside backs for the Titans now, having lost Nene McDonald. These blokes they've got
lost Meade,
Anthony
even
Don.
Good.
They lost Meade, so you're relying on guys like John Olive, Anthony Don. Mm-hmm. I mean, Conrad Hurrell, I don't think is that great. So I'm worried about the outside backs. We all love Ash Taylor, but he is still quite young, and he's playing in the halves with We'll see how that halves combo go. That's still very raw. Nathan Peets has got a serious shoulder injury. That is a killer for them because I love Nathan Peets. I would have put him down for a Sky Blue jersey.
Agreed.
You know, now that's going to be tough for him. I think that kills them. I don't think they're deep enough, and I don't think they're going to sneak up on teams, and I don't have the Titans in the eight.
No, me neither. I don't have the Titans in the eight. And like we were saying last year, and we did bet a fair bit on the Titans in individual games last year just because they fight so hard. And often we'd get, you know, them plus 10.5, plus 12.5 points. And they are a well-coached team. They put in every single game. But let's be honest, they won a lot of close games last year. And I think they're overachieved a little bit. I think they're going to come back down to earth. The roster doesn't have enough talent for mine. I think they've lost a bit more than they've gained. I mean, obviously, they've got Proctor, which is a good pickup. Jared Wallace, it's all right. But they've lost some speeds in David Meade and Nene McDonald, like you said. So I see them missing the 8, somewhere around the 10 to 12 mark. Next up, the Eels, also 17-1.
Man, this is a really hard team to handicap. The Eels just kept on overperforming last year, and I give a massive rap to King Arthur, Brad Arthur. I thought the way that he got that team through such a tumultuous season, they were losing another star player every week, but we all know they were cheating the cap to start the year. But it wasn't just that. They were injury-plagued, and they still put in every week. And now I'm going to look at this young nucleus. I didn't realise Semi Radradra was still on this team. I thought there were so many rumours. I actually gave up and assumed he was playing French rugby.
You thought he was in jail.
Yeah, well, yeah. Jail of France, I don't know. But
Bahamas.
But, you know, Bevan French is going to be a level above this year. I think he's such a superstar. Semi Radradra is in his prime. Jenko still maybe has a bit in the tank. And, you know, in the halves, they've lost Foran, but Foran barely played last year. Brett Gutherson, originally I thought he was a skinny white winger. I've got to say, he's a footballer. Like, he can really play. He slotted in well last year at 5'8". Corey Norman was the best player in the comp in the first 13 rounds. The forward pack's a little light on for me, but you know what? There's enough there, and I'm going to give the edge with the coaching of Brad Arthur. I've got this team sneaking into 8th.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm going to be looking at betting on the Eels this year, and because everyone sort of forgot about them last year. They forgot that they were killing it at the start of the season. And obviously, they didn't make the 8. You know, obviously, salary cap breaches, etc. But, you know, people look at when they're betting on this year's comp, and they look at how the team did last year. And I think that's very deceptive in the Eels scenario. You know, they're obviously a much better team than that. They've lost Foran, which does hurt. But, you know, he's an unknown fucking quantity. Like, is he going to be, you know, I don't want to say anything too bad. But anyway, but the Eels are solid. They put in, they're well coached. I think will be, it's certainly a bet on 10 for me.
Yeah.
Now, rounding it out for the first 8, the Rabbitohs at 15-1.
And another team I really wrestled with, and I had them in my 8, and then I squeezed them out for the Eels. I mean, I do think Adam Reynolds might dominate the league this year. I think he's an absolute gun. I love that halves combo. I think that Reynolds with Cody Walker is such a slick halves combo. I think Reynolds has got the best kicking game in the league, best goal kick in the league probably, and Cody Walker is a gun in terms of running the ball, and you love having that running threat in your halves. I just wonder how much GI still has left in the tank. I wonder how
has looked good.
You know what else I think? I think GI's a shoe-in to play Origin.
Yep.
I think Robbie Farah, and people hate Farah, but I think Farah will play Origin just because New South Wales don't have any other hookers, and now that Pete's injured.
So if Pete's healthy, I think Reynolds
will play Origin, and then this team can't afford to lose those key players.
Yep.
Aaron Gray was a massive preseason injury, or I can't remember if he got injured in the All-Star game, but I think Aaron Gray, or maybe it was the Nines, that's a big injury for him. He was a star, you know, outside back. And, you know, we just don't know what those Burgess brothers have left in the tank. Sam Burgess wasn't the same player last year as he was, you know, before he left when they won the comp. So I actually think this team can match it with anybody, but for 26 rounds, I think they may fall just a tiny bit short, maybe one
round short. Yeah, I think so as well. I think they're just missing the 8. And the Burgess boys, they haven't looked too good lately. But in saying that, George has looked all right recently, but look, not too many roster changes for them. And they did pick it up towards the back end of the season. I mean, you guys, if you did follow us, you know, you would have had the heartbreak of having the Rabbitohs, what was it, 9-1 or something to win that one?
Yeah, we had a multi we gave out, a $20 multi to win $16,000.
Yeah.
And It didn't win because the Rabbitohs didn't beat the Storm. We took them at 9-1 to beat the Storm in Melbourne, and they were winning with the ball with 30 seconds left. They gave away two penalties in the last 30 seconds. They lost in Golden Point. We actually still won $2,000 off the 20 because of the money back in Golden Point for that particular leg. That goes to show that we saw that there is still potential with this Rabbits team, and I think it's there again this year.
Is that the angriest you've been about winning $2,000 off $20 ever?
Yeah, it still hurts.
Yeah, it does
still
hurt.
But we do give out lots of multis too, and, you know, we welcome everyone's opinion as well.
Yeah, bloody earth.
We've got the forum.
Bloody earth. That's its first eight, mate. You want to talk about something else?
I think we need to keep it going.
I think we need to keep fucking rolling.
You're definitely another reason to join the forum. We're going to have comps every single day, Thursday,
we have teed it up.
We are giving away bonus bets with every bookie just about on every game, just having like simple
Friday, Saturday, Sundays.
Just comment like who's going to win and, you know, the total points, and whoever's close is going to get free bets basically every game.
$50
so,
free bets,
you know,
pretty much
so
all
much
the time.
To gain from being in the group and nothing to lose at all. We've got tipping comps and we've just got so many giveaways, lads, so get amongst it.
Get amongst it. The Premiers, the Sharkies, they're 15-1.
Yeah, and I've got them missing the eight, and
I do too.
Which sounds crazy. I mean, I watched them play on Monday night. I don't want to overreact. Sorry, Monday morning, obviously over against Wigan.
Yeah.
I don't want to overreact to what I saw then. But
they did
regardless
look
of that,
putrid.
Yeah, there's just a few key reasons here. One, you're now everybody's big game. You know, you're the champs coming to town. So once again, a bit like the Titans, they're not sneaking up on anybody. The Sharkies, everyone's going to be fired up to play them. I think, you know, a lot of those key players are a year old and not necessarily better guys like Lewis. Guys like Gallen,
yes.
I mean, how good are they really? I think losing Barber hurts. He was great last year. Ennis was great last year. Ennis was a better hooker
than... As much
than,
as we than, fucking hate him.
Yeah, he was better than Farrah. He should have played Origin.
Yep.
Valentine Holmes with an indefinite hammy injury, and he's a superstar. Then you've got guys like, who's going to play Origin for the Sharkies? I mean, Maloney will walk into the team.
Correct.
Wade Graham will walk in.
Yep.
Jack Bird. So these guys, you know, are going to play
Feeder.
Footy for Feeder as well. So that's going to hurt this team. I think they're going to play a lot of close games, and I think they may fall one win short as well.
Yeah, it's the premiership hangover. And man, when you haven't won in so long, you know, it's not only, you know, obviously not training as hard in the off season. It's all the little one percenters, you know, they're just going to be slightly less motivated. All the other teams that made the finals that didn't win it are going to be just that little bit more motivated than the Sharks. Like you said, they're premiers now. They've got a target on their back. Everyone always plays a little bit harder against the premiers. And I think they're rightfully eighth favourites for the premiership. I think, you know, Barber and Ennis are huge losses. You know, Ennis is just solid. It's a little niggling. And as much as I hate him, he was a good hooker. And Barber, like I was saying, the game has sort of moved towards these faster teams, you know, having lightning quick players. And Barber is a game changer. Like, one play can bust a game open. And you know, they've still got Valentine Holmes and stuff, who is a lightning quick player, but, you know, I just don't see the Sharks, you know, backing up or even making the eight
this
year.
Could be a tough year in the Shire. Are we looking to bet against the Sharkies?
Definitely.
After we were the ones that called it that they were going to win the comp last year. And that just goes, we've got no favourite teams. And, you know, what we're saying in this pod can change in 3 weeks.
Definitely.
To make money, you can't be stubborn in your opinions. You've got to really see it, you know, really be open and fluid in the way that you read it.
Well, that's right. And that's why, like, sometimes we'll have people that say, oh, you tip the Broncos this week, or you bet on the Broncos this week, and you're betting against them the next week. And it's all the situational spots. So we don't, pick a team and bet on them the whole year long. There's a lot of various variables that go into it.
Shout out to Fred Smith.
Fred Smith.
Who we got next?
Next up, probably the funnest team to watch in the league this year, the Warriors.
Polarizing. Warriors.
Yeah, this could be
feel,
good fun.
Yeah, now I'll just say I think this is the most talented backline that I've ever seen in an NRL side.
If they can stay healthy.
Can people remember how good RTS was that season with the Roosters? I mean, he was the best player in the comp. He was as good as kind of what Teddy was last year. I mean, if he's healthy, he's just unstoppable. He's absolutely phenomenal, RTS. I'm a huge fan of Fusi Tua, a huge fan of Solomon Akata.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Manu Vatavai, but they're going to find other outside backs.
Like me,
I mean, Sean Johnson. If healthy, Sean Johnson is another superstar player. We believe in four, and we're still on four in Ireland. All right, now he had a terrible the year from
the
hell last
year. The bloke
loves
a punt.
Yeah.
Well, you have to love him.
Exactly, so we can sympathise with that.
Yeah.
But I just remember so many test matches when Foran was playing on a New Zealand side that didn't have a third of the talent that the Aussie side, and he's just tough as woodpecker lips.
Fuck,
and he just never let his team give up. And I still think he's the guy that, you know, made that Manly side a contender.
Totally
not
agree.
Giving up. I think he can be a good leader too. So just don't sleep on Foran. I'll call him the most influential new addition in the whole comp. I really think he can be. My issue is the forward pack for New Zealand. It's
Agreed.
Not as good as probably people think. And Ben Madalino is a star front rower, and he's got a knee injury. And I think until he's back, They're light on in the front row. I think Lilyman's getting on a bit. They don't have much, but I will say this too. Every single year, the Warriors come out with like two or three forwards that you've never heard of before who do a job. They produce players like no other side. So, and I also think Kearney, I think it's really changed the mentality of that side. I think that side just is made to kill multis and made to let people down. This year could be different. And my other thing I have to say, when I look at how a team's going to do this season, is not having Origin players.
Yes.
It's such a big advantage. They always lift in the middle of the year while other teams are grinding and other teams are getting injuries and having their best players sit out. The Warriors go on a winning streak.
Yeah.
For that reason, if they don't make top four, they're kidding themselves. And do have them top four.
Yeah, and that is like basically a quarter of the season, that Origin period. So the Warriors, I really like this team. I've got them making the four. They've just got so much talent all over the park. The question is whether they can stay healthy. And how healthy is RTS? Even if he's 80 or 90%, he is still a game changer. Will Foran be able to keep his head? If he can, paired with Johnson, RTS, that is a deadly, deadly backline.
Don't forget Bully as well, Isaac Luke, and Hooker.
Yeah, so the one question, and it always is every single year, is just the history of the Warriors. It's just, they're just perennial underachievers. But I think, you know, having these new blokes in there, you know, getting Foran in there, RTS obviously missed all of last year. A few blokes just haven't been around that losing culture for so long. I think it'll certainly help. So I've got the Warriors as one of the most talented backlines in the comp. I've got them making the four, barring an absolute collapse or injuries. Next up, we've got the Broncos. They're 12-1.
I want to say one more thing about the Warriors. With no Madaleno, with no Foran in the first three rounds, they may start slow. And if they have a disappointing loss, everyone will say, oh, same old Warriors.
Yeah.
And that may be one of the rare cases where I actually put a future bet like Warriors to make the grand final or to win the grand final. Mm-hmm. Might get that at 10 or 20-1 because this is the kind of team that if they do get rolling and if they do change that culture, they could be the greatest show on turf. So
yeah, bloody hell.
That's my thinking with the Warriors. They'll always, you know, let you down when you think they're going to win, and then just when you write them off, they'll light it up.
Yeah, bloody hell.
The Broncos.
Broncos 12-1.
And we're both recording this from Brisbane.
From Brisbane.
Misunderstanding. We said this was starting at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Queensland time.
Yeah.
We are Broncos fans, but we're fans of money first and foremost, and we, you know, we'll bet against our team as much as we'll bet on them. We really do try and read it fairly, and you know, give out an unbiased opinion.
And in all honesty, the Broncos are probably the team that we bet the most against last year.
Because they're a very public team. They've got the most fans. They're on Channel 9 the most. You know, some people aren't probably happy about that. Liam seems like he's being a bit of a pest. I don't know if we can... we don't want to have to block people, but, I mean, Liam, come on, mate. You're better than that. Liam. Honestly, you are better than that, Liam. I'm going to tell you now, I have to squeeze the Broncos out of the eight. I cannot find a spot for them. I just think losing Corey Parker actually does hurt because they haven't replaced him. They lost Jared Wallace. I think, you know, there will be blokes in this team that will play Origin like Boyd and, I guess, Thaiday Maguire. That will weaken the side.
Yep.
I'm not feeling it with the Warriors. I'll tell you one more thing about the Broncos, too. They've got a murderer's row first eight games. First game of the season, Sharkies. I actually think that's a tough game, even though we don't think the Sharks are great.
Sharkies
the
away.
Next four games is like Raiders, Storm. They've got to play the Roosters, the Panthers.
Brutal.
Like all these sides that I think are top six sides.
Yeah.
It's honestly, they've got the toughest like nine games of the season to start. I think they'll be doing well to be 4 and 5, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
And then, I mean, Wayne Bennett was already on the front page today, people saying that he's, you know, he's waning and that he's lost his magic. And I think there will be a lot of pressure. People will say Boyd's not a good captain. I could see a year of turmoil for the Broncos. I hate to say it. I kind of hope I'm wrong. But I can't put the Broncos in the eight.
Yeah, I've got them making the eight. I just think the history of the club, they're always there. I know there's questions about Wayne Bennett, but I still think he's a solid coach. I still think they've got a solid spine there. Obviously, with Hunt still there, I think he's going to prove himself. You know, one last year at the Broncos, obviously. I still think Milford's good, and I think them having another extra year to gel in the halves will certainly help. But like losses like Corey Parker, it doesn't bother me an awful lot. You know, he was getting on. I'm sure they can replace him. That's fine. I think David Mead is a good inclusion. I see them just scraping into the eight. I don't see them as a top four contender, but I think they're solid enough. And the history is there that they will be there come finals.
I think they're borderline eight, but I think the addition of Benji, just enough to keep him out.
Oh, geez, we forgot to even talk about Benji. I don't know. He'll be warming the bench, hopefully, for us. Roosters, 10-1. I like the Roosters.
I actually love the Roosters. I have the Roosters as a top two team, and I think people will think that's crazy. If I look through all 16 teams of the forward packs, Oh, we haven't spoken about the Cowboys yet, but I'm going to put the Roosters right up there with probably best forward pack in the comp. Mm-hmm. I think best front row in the comp, Uriah Hargraves and Napa, I think that's deadly, with Jake Friend between them. I don't know why Flash Gordon is playing fullback. I would have stuck him on the sting. You've got to have Latrell Mitchell at fullback. I would have thought he's a mini GI. Nonetheless, he's still a gun player who maybe he's bulked up and they've got him in the centres. The other bloke who's in the centres is Ferguson. I think people have forgotten what an electric outside back Blake Ferguson is, because he's a bit of a douche sometimes. But he's a star player.
Mitchell
Pearce, you've got options with Pearce. I mean, Keary might have been an underrated pickup.
Absolutely.
Connor Watson, player of the Nines. And let's not forget they won the Nines. Takiaho is injured, but he's expected back in a few weeks. But I mean, that back row, Boyd Cordner might be the best second rower in the comp. So this team is actually electric. I think they had the season from hell last year. I think they might be the bet of the round in round one. That's a spoiler. I think $1.80 in round one to beat the Titans with no Peets. I'm going to be getting on that right now.
Yeah, bloody hell.
And I think the Roosters...
little best bet to start the week.
I think that is a... as a top four side for sure, and potentially a side that can win the comp.
I have them as a top four side as well. And let's not forget, you know, they didn't have Pearce for pretty much the first half of the season last year. That's right, and they just were ravaged with injuries.
And then they lost close games.
Yeah, that's right. And us as bettors, you know, what we do like to do is bet on teams for this year that didn't do as well as they probably should have, that were ravaged by injuries, you know, that underperformed last year, and therefore they'll be undervalued this year. And I think the Roosters are going to be one of those teams. I see them as top four team talent-wise. They've got, obviously, a good kicking game in Pearce. He's the headstrong guy there. He's going to keep their team in check. But, yeah, Flash Gordon, good pickup. I think Keary's a good pickup. They lose Hastings, but that's fine. I think they've got one of the best forward packs in the comp. And I think the Roosters are going to go far this year, as much as I kind of don't like their side.
And value on them until everyone else figures out how good they are.
Yeah, and even if you hate a side, you can still bet on them.
We do. We hate the Roosters.
Yeah, and we like money more. Raiders, 9-1.
And you look at, like, this Raiders side was young. I mean, nobody really thought the Raiders were anything too hot to begin last year.
Biggest overachievers of last year.
There were a lot of guys like Jack White and BJ Leilua. I mean, who here doesn't love BJ? BJ really stepped up like crazy last year. Jordan Rapana, it took me a few weeks to say, hang on a second, this guy's like one of the best outside backs in the whole league.
Yep.
We knew Austin and Caesar would be a good halves combo. Hodgson, no one saw that coming. He's like a top three hooker in the comp.
Yep.
And the forward pack, so many unheralded guys. I mean, guys like Boyd and even Sia Soliola, like those guys stepped it up. Some people saying the Raiders are the best forward pack in the comp. I won't go that far, but it is a quality forward pack as well. I mean, they lost Vaughan off the bench. They also tied a bit of depth, but an interesting side with picking up Dave Taylor. I think that could be a good addition. So I have this side
30-40 minutes a game.
This side can definitely win the comp. I have them in my top six for sure. I think losing Croker really does hurt the leader.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just so good at setting up a try and helping give that side kind of backline structure.
Yeah.
And organising them defensively. So I think that one hurts. But it's still such a quality side.
Yeah.
Sticky Ricky has a whinge that he doesn't have any Origin players. He will have a couple of Origin players this year for sure. So we'll see how they handle that. But it's a very quality side that, you know, you've got to treat with respect.
Totally agree. And they, you know, obviously lose Croker for the first few rounds of the season. But other than that, they've kept their main squad pretty much intact. And I think, you know, the Raiders, like I was saying, if I can go back to the Roosters that we were just talking about, I think that, you know, as much as people say, oh, it's just the fucking Nines, it's almost like a different sport, I think the way the game is going at the moment, you know, it's not just ruck it up, and let your forwards take over. You have to have some playmakers, you have to have speed. I think the Nines are a really good indication of how a team will go that year. We saw it with the Eels, obviously, and then they, you know, got shat on during the year. But I think the Roosters will go really well. I think the Raiders will go really well as well. I think they are shoo-in to make the 8. And I was actually fucking listening to something today that said the Raiders over-under is fucking 12.5, which I think is outrageous. I think that's got to be wrong. Because that's pretty much scraping
into the
end.
And when you say that's over-under is season wins. And you play 24 games in a season, so, you know, the 50-50 is whether or not they win more than half their games. Yeah, this team's winning more than half
really,
their games.
Seems really, really fucking low.
Yeah,
so
if you can find that, I would be betting on
that. I've got them as a top four team this year as well, again. The Cowboys, they are at $9 as well.
Yeah, and it's so hard. Like I said, I can make a case for so many teams, and you say the Raiders are going to be top four. I can't disagree with you, but I can't squeeze them into my four. I've already given out Roosters as a top four. I've given out Warriors as top four, and the Cows are a top four side for me. on paper, probably still the best team in the comp. I really believe that. And I believe they could have won the comp last year if they hadn't had to play 90 grueling minutes against Brisbane while Cronulla was rested. JT, still the best player in the comp for me. Would you agree? The best in terms of betting value. If he's out, I think that moves the odds
more
than any other player. Now, they lost Tarmel, but I think they cover that with just the depth that they do have in that forward pack. And I think that spine of Granville, Thurston, Morgan and Coote is just so gun.
Yep.
And only one of those four, I guess Morgan may have to play Origin as well. We'll see how it unfolds. But that core can kind of still carry them even when JT's out. The outside backs, I mean, Ponga could be a wild card this year. True. But ultimately, I think it's a lot of class in that Cowboys team. They are my tip at the moment to win it all this year. And I have to put him in the top four.
Yeah, sure. I had to squeeze him just under the top four because I just had four teams that I thought were better than them. But look, you're right. They're just going to be perennially in the top eight. They're a lock for the eight. And it's like, like you say, when you have the same core group of players together every single year, year after year, they just slowly get better and better and better. And it helps just not only from a chemistry standpoint, but just being with the boys, being able to train together every day. And they've been pretty much injury free over those last couple of years, which is when they've been doing really well. Taumau is a massive loss, I think. He is an absolute monster. And going to the Panthers, we'll get to them. But anyway, I've got the Cowboys making the eight. How much we're going to be betting on them is yet to be seen, because they are a fairly public team as well. They're always sort of doing well. The public likes to bet on the Cowboys, Jonathan Thurston, etc. I see them making the eight, but possibly not betting on them as much. Storm, 750. Yeah. Equal premiership favourites.
These sides like the Cowboys and the Storm, you don't make a lot of money betting on them. I mean, the Storm won the minor premiership last year. We probably bet against them with the line more than we bet on them. Yep. And we actually won more often than we lost because we got a lot of value. There were times when we took, for example, Bunnies plus 18.
Yep.
Knights plus 18 against them. And they nearly lost both those games. So that's an example. But you do have to be wary and respect them. You don't really want to bet against the Storm or against the Cows.
They're just so well coached. Like when you can.
And this year, I mean, they've got three of the top six paid players in the comp in obviously Cooper and Smith and Slater. Yep. I don't know how they have enough money for everyone. Although, the Storm wouldn't possibly.
No, they'd never do something like that.
But Munster to 5'8" is an interesting one for me. I actually thought Cameron Munster is better than Billy Slater as a fullback at this point in his career. But they've moved into 5'8". I've got to trust Bellamy on that one.
I think played some in the halves, apparently.
When you play with Cronk, you're going to look good.
Yep.
Slater isn't playing round one, so who knows what's going on there.
Yep.
Addo Carr could have been a really good pickup.
Yes.
I don't love the forward pack, even though I think Jesse Bromwich is the best front rower in the comp. Ultimately, this team's really, really well experienced. And people think the Storm are old. They're not that old. Outside of kind of Cronk and Smith, it's actually quite a young kind of forward pack, and I think that they made the grand final last year. They're so close to winning it, and I think they're going to be right up there again. I think Origin hurts them, but I have them kind of finishing around fifth this year.
Yeah, and I think like having speedsters like Corabidi were massive for them last year. And your point about aging, I think we're probably guilty of this, but we've been saying Cronk and Smith have been getting obviously older every year, but a little bit worse. There's people that get older and get better, more experience, but they're just sort of, we thought they were hitting the peak and going down. But the way that they play, they're not hitting the line, busting tackles, trying to hit the line hard. The way that they play, the age doesn't really matter too much. Obviously losing Corabidi, but they've gained Addo Carr, which is pretty much a slight downgrade.
Yeah.
Losing Proctor is pretty big. He was really big for them last year. I still see the Storm as a top eight side. They're very well coached, but I don't see them making the top two, and I don't even see them making the top four, actually.
Origin hurts a side like that, obviously.
Yeah. This pains me so much, this next team. The Panthers, they're $7.50. They're equal premiership favourites, and if you've ever heard us talk before, we've been harping on about the Panthers for 2 years straight, how they're so underrated, they're going to win the premiership, and they've just been ravaged by injury after injury after injury, and now we've had every single bit of Panthers value sucked out of us.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's since we started the pod, we said the Panthers are underrated side, but then you have guys like Moylan blowing out his knee, and we had future bets on them just to make the eight at great odds. Even last year, I got $2 odds on the Panthers to make the eight. I mean, that was always a top eight side. And now everyone knows the secret's kind of out on the Panthers, and they're everyone's kind of favourite team, and now I don't love them as much.
No,
so Cleary and Tamari Martin in the halves, is, you know, an awesome halves combo for the next 10 years. But this year,
agreed,
are they winning finals games? Those two, they're still pretty green, you know? Even
and they didn't even have they didn't even have the majority of last year to play together.
No, because Tamari Martin had the broken shoulder. I mean, Moylan is a potential Dally M candidate. He's a superstar, but he will probably play Origin. They've got to find a spot for him. Yep. That hurts him a little bit. Mansource doing the ACL in
last
year.
That is brutal.
He was their best player in multiple games last year. He willed them to victory, so that hurts. Witeni Zalesniak's a superstar. He's also injured at the moment. Sam McKendry, really gun front rower, is also out. So just be careful with Penrith early on. I think until they're healthy, they're not necessarily the best side in the comp. But having said that, like the fact that you've got Tyrone Peachy on the bench shows how deep this team is. They've got a lot of guys back, like Hiku and Dean Fare, and you know, the forward pack. Like with Merrin obviously adding Tarmel.
Oh, yeah, it could be the best forward pack.
Absolutely can win the comp, and I have to put them in the top four.
Yeah, they're in the top four for me as well. It just pains me so much that we're not going to get as much value as we have on them in previous seasons. But secret's out. Adding James Tarmel, I mean, they may have one of the... They're certainly a top four forward pack in the comp.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, Moylan is gone. Mansour is a massive loss. And I know we went down to the pub a few times to watch the Panthers because we bet on them so much over the last couple of years. And you're just watching the games, and literally... Mansour would have one, at least one or two touches every single, or hit-ups every single set. Coming out of their own half, coming out of their own 10-meter line, he is running the ball up as fucking hard as he can, even harder than most of the forwards. So that is a huge loss for me, and he's not too much of a household name, so it probably doesn't move the needle too much for them. But yeah, like you said, two inexperienced halves, but thank fuck that Cartwright isn't in there kicking grubbers through, because he was absolutely horrible. So they will be improved this year if they can stay healthy. They're a top 14.
Yeah, he played in the halves last year, which was ridiculous. Oh, now he's in the second row, and he's bloody dangerous.
Yeah.
And that rounds it out. Yeah. I think we've gone
way
over time.
I think we have.
You know, we didn't respond to too many questions this week. Sorry, guys, we will do better in the next few weeks when we only have 8 games to talk about instead of 16 teams. Someone asked, when are the best bets? So I'm giving you a best bet right now. The Roosters at $1.80 to beat the Titans in round one.
Yep.
Apart from that, we will save best bets for next week.
Yep.
As I said, this was an unusual pod. This was season preview, but in the following weeks, every week, 7 p.m. Queensland time, 8 p.m. New South Wales time, we are going to be breaking down all 8 games from a betting perspective. We want your guys' opinion.
Yep.
We're giving out a ton of free bets.
Hundreds every weekend.
In our group, so get involved in the group. You've got nothing to lose. Jump in and so much to gain. And you know, share your thoughts as well, because it is a forum.
Yep.
And we've got like the best sign-up deals to like every bookie, depending on what, you know.
Yeah,
whether
that's
you're
it.
A big punter or not, we get you the best value. We're all about finding value. We started this from nothing 2 years ago. People follow us.
We had three buddies listening to us on the pod.
We've proven an ability to win. We've proven an ability to beat the bookies. And personally, the two of us are pretty much restricted on every bookie. So we like to give out our tips to you guys.
Share
so
the
someone
knowledge.
Else can actually make money.
Yeah.
So thanks everyone who tuned in.
Cheers,
appreciate
guys.
It, guys. And we'll see you next week.
See you same time next week.
Cheers.
See you guys.